Large crowds are expected to turn out Friday morning to testify at the Idaho State House about a bill to add work requirements and other sideboards to Medicaid expansion in Idaho. This could end up being the sticking point at the end of the legislative session. Every year, the Idaho legislature picks a target date for wrapping up their work and going home. Known as sine die, this date is not hard and fast, but moves around a bit. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that date is rapidly approaching.
We're getting close to the end, Samantha. We've talked about this before. The sine die target date is actually 2 weeks from Monday. That's the 25th?
Yes, the 25th.
Yeah, the 25th. But let's remember that because of the Idaho State Supreme Court decision a couple of years ago, the legislature has decided that what they need to do is to leave several days prior to sine die so that all the bills have to be already transmitted to the governor and they're kind of hang around and wait to see if the governor's going to veto those. They did that last year. They had basically 5 days where they were basically waiting on the governor. I'm assuming they will do that same strategy this year. And if they do, that means that really the date by which they want to be done with all the legislation is actually
the 20th.
The 20th, right. I think that's a Wednesday. So that's less than 2 weeks from now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy is right. So right now, the legislature has introduced about 430 bills. That number's actually down a little bit. I'm guessing they're going to wind up with something just under 500 bills for the session. And that's low. You know, I think the reason for that we've talked about before is there's a lot of freshmen this year, particularly on the House side. And so the legislation just seems to be not quite as prevalent or as numerous as it usually is. Also, it's almost always the case that in these odd-numbered years, the amount of legislation is less than in an even-numbered year. And you remember why that is, right?
Elections.
Elections, exactly. So there's no election within the next few months to be pandering to.
Gotcha. A lot of things happened this week. We had a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. We had a few bills that are being held that aren't going to get hearings, one in the House and one in the Senate, that were getting a lot of play, that, you know, that they're likely to be back again next year. There was a lot of controversy about these bills. One was the bill to change the notification requirement for immunization, and the other one was a bill about concealed carry
in public schools.
In public schools, yeah. So it looks like those are kind of dead for the year. The other thing that I think we want to absolutely keep an eye on is happening today, and that is the Medicaid expansion bill is being heard in the House.
House Health and Welfare.
This is the bill essentially to putting the term that's being used these days as sideboards. But what that really means is that the legislature wants to put its signature on the initiative that passed last year in Idaho to expand Medicaid. So this is going to be a big committee hearing. The chair of the committee has already warned people to not be personal, you know, to try to keep this as reasonable as possible. He, on Wednesday, as he was getting ready to, preparing for this Friday testimony, he said that Friday is going to be a day where emotions are going to be incredibly high. In fact, they've moved that committee hearing to the Lincoln Room, which is the largest room in the Capitol for hearings, because they expect so many people to show up at that. So, Samantha, you and I talk almost every year about there's a kind of parlor game played in the legislature, which is what's the going home bill this year? That is, what is the bill they have to resolve in order for them to get out of town? And this is it. I'm almost certain. It's the Medicaid expansion bill. This becomes the going home bill. They won't be able to get out of town until they resolve this issue. And it's obviously going to be a lot of emotion. There's going to be strong opinions on both sides of this. The House is likely to have a different version than the Senate. If they can get this resolved in the next few days, they will get out of here by their target. If they don't get it resolved in the next few days, they're going to be here longer than they think.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown, where they pick apart the Idaho legislature every other week to find out how it affects you. Find Legislative Breakdown in the NPR One app or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.